My agency team asked me not to record this video. I'm not even joking, but I cannot help myself. I need to bring you guys the value, because in the last couple of weeks alone, I have doubled my cold outreach response rate in our agency using AI. And in today's video, I'm going to be running you through the exact strategy that I have implemented. Now, quickly, for those of you that don't know me, my name is Jordan Platten. I'm a seven-figure agency owner. The agency is called Affluent.co, based in the UK. We've got a multinational client base. I also recently launched another agency from scratch called RenoReach. I signed up one client in 4 days after starting cold outreach to prove to you what is possible with this business model in a small amount of time and the very basic strategies, okay? I did not use anything that I'm going to be going through in this video today. This is a hack, okay? This is a way for you to position yourself above all of your other competitors. But I want to stipulate before we get into this, do not watch videos like this and expect to be lazy when you're first starting a business. For you to build a successful agency, you're going to have to go out there, put in the gritty work, okay? And it's not just going to be focusing on emails and DMs. Okay, because emails and DMs are great, okay, but it's very easy to send emails and DMs. If you want to be a successful agency owner, you need to push through your fear and get on the phone and start cold calling. Now, that is not what this video is about. I'm not going to be talking about cold calling today, but I want you to understand cold calls are king. Go watch the other videos on my channel, okay? Learn how to cold call, overcome that fear, and trust me when I say you'll be setting meetings for your agency as a new start every single day. Okay, so with that stipulated, let's get into what we're going to be going through today. Now, I'm going to be talking about emails mainly, but this does apply to DMs as well. And cold emails are a foundational strategy for absolutely all agencies to be using in their sales or client acquisition system. Okay, now, quickly, for those of you that don't know, cold outreach is simply the process of reaching out to your potential customers cold, okay, aka they don't know you, they've never heard about you before, and trying to book in a meeting so you can then sell your services, regardless of whether you're a web agency, an ad agency, or an AI agency. It doesn't matter. You have to do cold outreach if you want to go and acquire customers. Now, one of the harsh realities of this industry is that the majority of people in it are incredibly lazy. And I hope it's none of you guys watching this video. Do not hide behind your computer screen sending emails and DMs all day. You need to put yourself out there, pick up the phone, call up local businesses, demand their business, and trust me, you will scale at a 10x rate than the person that is afraid sat behind their computer screen only sending emails. Because emails are a foundational outreach strategy that absolutely all agencies should be using. They're a non-negotiable. They are not the be-all and end-all. They are not the pinnacle. But because everybody is sending emails, it's a very competitive landscape. Okay, it's very hard to stand out when sending emails. And so we have to personalize our emails and write our own scripts. The worst thing that you could do to blend in and get terrible results is watch a random YouTube video that tens of thousands of other people have watched and you copy the script that you see on that video word for word. All of a sudden, you're just another number. You're just another person sending the same email to the same people expecting the same results. And you're probably going to fall into spam quicker than you can send out 100 emails. And so it's very important that when you watch videos like this, you understand the psychology behind what you are learning and you go out there to write your own scripts and you personalize your outreach. Do not treat your sales prospects like they are just a number on a spreadsheet. You need to make them feel desired. You need to make them feel unique and that you have only reached out to that individual. That is how you master the art of email and you master the art of DMs. So I want to stipulate that before we move on to this strategy. Now, I want to show you a screenshot of my recent results following these principles, personalizing emails. And these are three different campaigns that I've been running over the past couple of weeks at my seven-figure agency. In the top one, you can see we have sent out 15,000 emails. Now, this is just a general personalized emails to various e-commerce brands around the globe. That is the niche that we work with. And you can see that we've generated, or we've got, a 4.7% reply rate. Okay, now this could be better. Now this could be worse. We're getting a lot of clients from this. It's working well for us. So we didn't need to fix anything that was broken until we tried out a new AI tool that I got introduced to recently. And you can see that in the second and the third email campaign. The second one is using ChatGPT and we got a 6.3% reply rate. And the final one, we almost doubled our reply rate at 8.1%. Okay, so this is pretty insane. I'm very excited about this. We're now scaling this bad boy out and getting some incredible results with it. So I wanna show you the exact tool that we've used to increase these results over the past few weeks. Okay, so this is RepliQ. It's an AI-based software that allows us to create hyper-personalized media that we can attach to our emails and DMs. Two different options. We have ChatGPT screenshots, and we also have automated video audits. I'm gonna show you both of these. They actually reached out to me originally using their automated ChatGPT screenshots. So I'll show you what this actually looks like. So here we've got a screenshot which is automatically created, okay? They didn't do this manually. That says, imagine you are Jordan, the YouTuber from Jordan Platton YouTube channel. List your top three challenges for 2023 using bullet points. And then it gave an answer, okay? So this is simulating the ChatGPT platform and then sending a bespoke screenshot over to me, okay? This made me respond straight away. I hadn't seen this done before. It's pretty crazy. So this is how you do it. You log into the tool, click ChatGPT, and then we create our prompt, okay? So let's say we're an ads agency and we're working with certain brands. So let's just say the prompt might be, imagine you own, and then it could be company name. What would be your top three Facebook ad moves in 2023? Okay, and then we hit test the prompt. This is gonna import, this is from the variable. So if we import leads into this, so we're gonna import a big list of leads. If you don't have a list of leads already, watch my lead generation videos, best lead generation strategy in 2023. It's on my channel, we might be able to put a link below. Watch that first of all, but let's say you've got a list of leads, you're gonna have company name. It's gonna import that every single time to create these screenshots. But just for the purpose of this, let's just say, let's do it for affluent.co. Imagine you own affluent.co. We could also do, imagine you are Jordan Platton. So imagine you are first name, last name, and you own company name. What would be your top three Facebook ad moves in 2023? Here we go, we've got a big screenshot. So these are some results, okay? It's even mentioned the company name here throughout this, okay? So this is completely bespoke and it's gonna strike the interest of our prospects. We're gonna get such a higher response rate, hence we already are, because this is something that they haven't seen before. Pretty incredible, right? But this actually isn't even my favorite feature. I would put this in a box of like gimmicks somewhat, and gimmicks do work. They do generate results, but I actually believe there is something even more valuable that RepliQ have to offer, and that is within their automated audit. And when I say automated audit, there's a strategy within the agency world called the Loom Video Outreach Strategy. And all it simply means is, as an agency owner, when we send over an email to someone, we just have text, okay? And when we're trying to personalize an email, it's quite hard for us to be as bespoke as we want to be or as unique as we want to be just by sending over something that we're seeing on the website. Hi, like I saw this blog post and I related to it because of XYZ. By the way, I'm reaching out because of this reason, okay? So that's what a lot of people do to personalize their emails, and it does still work very well, so do not rule that out. But it's getting a little bit more diluted because more and more people are doing it. And so agency owners have started sending Loom videos. Loom is just a way to record your screen. You can do this on QuickTime or any other screen recording software. And they will go over, actually be on the potential client's website and say, hey, look, my name's Jordan. I'm from here. I'm on your website because of X reason. And this is what I want to do for you. They record a bespoke introduction, keep it very, very short, and then call to action a meeting. So they're sending a completely bespoke video over to every single prospect and therefore showing them how much they want to speak to them. And it's a very personal approach. This, though, can be incredibly time consuming. It might take you a couple of hours to create 20 different Loom videos, which is fine when you're first starting out, okay? It's important to get in and do the gritty work. You want to save costs on software, etc. So go out there and do this and try it for yourself. But as you start to get more clients, as you start to get a team, you're not going to have the time to be going out there and doing this manually this yourself. I certainly would not have the time to do this myself. And so tools like RepliQ have their place. So let me actually show you, first of all, what one of these looks like. What it does, and the reason why I love RepliQ, why I think it's even better than Looms, is you can add your own domain name. Okay, so we've got our domain video.affluent.co. And what it's done by importing a list of leads, okay, so you can upload up to 400 leads at once. It's then gonna generate those 400 videos in under 10 minutes. This is what one of those videos looks like. So if I hit play.
Hey there, it's Jordan Platton here.
Okay, I'm not gonna go through the entire video. It's automatically scrolling through the website, and then it's got me in the bottom corner simulating a Loom, and you can see it's under 2 minutes here. I'm gonna give you a framework for these videos in a moment. It says video message by affluent.co. It even has a personalized message there you can change. Quick question for you, James, and it's got the actual name of the business owner there as well. So it's a completely personalized video, and it looks like I've gone out there and recorded it myself, but it's completely automated. Okay, I haven't had to do anything for this apart from pre-record this video and upload a bunch of leads. So, how does this work? This is the pre-recorded version. I'll touch on the AI avatar in a moment. This is a pre-recorded video. So what we would do is we would go out and we would record our video first of all, just this little segment here. This is going to be the video that is going to be sent to absolutely everyone. So it's very important that we don't mention the company by name because this is going to go to every single lead. So we keep this relatively broad. And then we hit upload that video and we choose what we want to happen on this video itself. Okay, so I chose website. Okay, this is actually the most popular option. And that's going to automatically scroll down the lead's website. But you can have their LinkedIn profile, their TikTok, their Twitter, their Facebook, and so on and so forth, even their Instagram or their YouTube page. Now, I've only tested websites so far and we've almost doubled our results. Okay, you've seen the results. They're very clear. I would argue, though, that it may be even better if you have their LinkedIn profile, if you have their Twitter, if you have their YouTube or whatever, okay, any of these others, that it could convert even better. Because at some point, enough agencies are going to do this, and most will go for website, and therefore, if you do something else, it's going to make you stand out even more from your competition. That's something we always want to be mindful of. How do I stand out from my competition? How do I keep on top of what everyone else isn't doing right now? So we hit websites, and then it's simple. We upload our video, and we hit next, and it's going to go ahead and we're going to upload all of our leads. Okay, it's very simple. It's a step-by-step process. I don't need to run you through it. Anyone can do it. Now, the other option is becoming an AI avatar. Now, this is really interesting, and I'm going to be completely transparent here. I don't believe the technology is there yet, okay? Now, you can watch this video, but it's self-explanatory. What we're going to do is we're going to upload a series of videos and pictures of ourselves. It's then going to create an AI version of us, and our mouth will move based on the script we give this avatar. Now I've tested out a multitude of different softwares from Replicue to BeHuman, which is another one that's trying to do this right now. I do not believe the technology is there yet. It's a little bit clunky. The mouth doesn't move in a fluid way, and the voice isn't quite there yet. And so I wouldn't recommend playing around with the AI avatar stuff yet, but it's great that Replicue are trying to master this already. Albeit it's not there yet, they will get there eventually, and this will end up being the ultimate outreach strategy. We're not just going to have some broad video that we pre-recorded. We're going to have a hyper-personalized AI avatar, which is like for like the same as us. People won't be able to tell the difference, and that video will be completely personalized, and every single word will be personal to the specific lead that we're reaching out to. So yeah, I don't think this is there yet. It will be. It's very exciting. I'm sure I'll record another video about it in the future. See if I've got anything else I can show you. There is a roadmap of features here as well. We don't need to go through that. You can see all the imports that my team have put through over the last couple of days. It's literally all just the last couple of days here. You can do 400 at a time, and it literally populates these within 10 minutes. Now, let's run into a little bit of a framework for these videos specifically, okay? What should you actually say inside of one of these pre-recorded videos? So, we'll do this on Notion. It's nice and simple. We've got some prompts here. I'm going to call this a Loom framework because you guys don't have to use Replicue. You can use Loom if you want to instead, okay? Or you can use QuickTime. You can just screen record. In fact, I'd recommend this if you haven't got a lot of money. I will go through the kind of financial solution in a moment. The framework is very simple. It's going to be quick intro, okay? So, who you are. And this is going to be like 10 seconds max or 15 seconds, okay? Highlight what you're doing on your website. Highlight your service. Noticed you're not doing X. So I was on your website, but I noticed that you guys aren't running any ads at the moment. I wondered why, because based on what I can see right here, you would absolutely smash it. Something along them lines, make it relevant to your service, okay? Now, one thing I will say, which does actually make a difference, is make sure that your background is good and you're presentable, okay? Don't be like looking there like an absolute scruff, like you're in a tracksuit. I've seen multiple people send me over Loom videos for me, like, hey, like, can you review this for me? Like, look at you. Why would you work with you? I wouldn't work with you, okay? So fix yourself. Make sure the background looks good. Make sure you're in good lighting. Do your hair, get a haircut, wear a shirt, or don't wear a shirt, but just don't have some scruffy gym top on, okay? Or know your audience, okay? Make sure you're catered to your audience. So this is the framework. What are the actual solutions? How does this actually work financially? So first of all, let me just jump onto Replicue, and I want to run you through the financials. And some of you, this might shock some of you, okay? It's not the cheapest of services out there, and for good reason, and I will explain this a little bit more. To send 200 personalized videos every month is $39. If you want to send 1,000 a month, it's $200. Up to 10,000 is $2,000 per month, okay? And this might shock you. You might think this is a lot of money, especially if you're a new start. Existing agency owners watch this. It's a drop in the ocean. If you're a new starter, this can be quite intimidating. But it is, the price that it is, for very good reason. And I want to use the example here of 1,000 personalized videos. First of all, it takes up a lot of computing time. I'm sure they have a massive server and so on. But actually, even just based on value, even if we just said it didn't cost them much money and they've just got this based on value. So if it's 1K videos and that's $200, let's just say. Okay, so it's $200 there. Now, let's just break down the potential return on investment on this, okay? So I have sent, let's just say where we send them 1,000 emails and you get, I mean, I'm getting an 8.1% response rate. Let's just say you get a 6% response rate because for whatever reason, I mean, you don't have the case studies as me, you don't have the clout as me. Let's say you get a 6% response rate. Okay, let's make this really simple. Let's just figure this out. What is it, 60? That should be really simple maths, but yeah, 60, cool. 60 responses. Okay, out of those responses, let's just say we have a 10% on average positive response rate. Okay, 10% positive reply rate is pretty low. You can be up to 25% in some cases, but let's just say I want to always do the maths with you, worst case scenarios. 10% is going to be 6 positives, and let's just say 25% of those book in meetings. Okay, again, like your meeting book rate should be more like 50%. But again, worst case scenario. It's going to be like 1.5 meetings. We can't have 1.5. We'll round it up. We'll put 2 because again, this data is low. So we've got 2 meetings there. You close one. That's 1K for you, for your agency. Lifetime value. Let's say they stay with you 3 months. That's 3K. And you've invested $200 to get 3K back into your business. Massive return on investment there. Okay, you run these numbers higher. You get a better meeting book rate. You get a higher positive reply rate, good response rate, etc., etc., etc. You send these across DMs as well. You're not just sending via email, send them across DMs. There's a massive amount of return on investment on a service like this, hence why it is the price that it is, okay? But if you want to, let's go into some of your options. This is option number one. If you want to follow the principles in this video, and sure, you're not doing it via AI, but you're just following the principles. You do manual looms. You can smash out 10 looms an hour. This is if you're really screwing up, okay? 10 looms an hour, so you're spending like 8 minutes per loom. That's if you're screwing it up. So like we've got 10 looms an hour times 3 hours. Let's just say you do 2 hours in the day. You've got 20 looms a day. That is, you've got 100 looms a week, 400 a month, and they presto, you can send out 400 hyper-personalized looms every single month, as well as cold calls, as well as DMs, and it costs you nothing. This is what I recommend for the majority of you who don't have a lot of money. When you're first starting out in your agency, send manual looms, okay? Follow the principles that have gone through in here. Try this out, okay? As well as cold calls, etc., okay? But try some manual looms. And this is niche dependent. It doesn't work with every niche, okay? You do want to make sure that you test this out. Some niches won't receive this very well. Some niches, you don't even need to do this. You can just send a normal email and DM. That's the pleasure of marketing. It's the pleasure of sales. Welcome to the industry. It's very unpredictable. We need to split test. We need to try out different variables. And we need to not be lazy, okay? Don't just copy one thing that somebody else did and expect it to work in the same way for you, okay? You don't deserve success. That is what you do. You need to be prepared to test out different things to get the cream, okay? If you want to be a top 1% agency, do what the top 1% do, not what the 99% do. Final option is gonna be doing this through VA, okay? So the VA system, I'm not gonna break this down right now properly. We can create another video for this in the future. If you would like me to, smash a comment down below and I'll have enough of you comment and I'll record this video. So VA system is simple. This isn't gonna be a breakdown of cost, but instead, well, I will do cost. Instead, what you're gonna do is you record manual video, okay? So you're gonna record the manual video just like we do with RepliQ, and the VA records client website or lead website, and then VA stitches both together using automation. They can do this with automation, they can also do it manually. And so instead of you now just being able to do 10 looms now and doing 2, okay, that's 20 looms a day, right? You also can just do this over 8 hours and do 80 looms, okay? Some of you are absolute animals, but I'm just catering this to the masses here. If you can do more, you should do more. They're going to be able to create 20 looms an hour, okay? At least they can create more than this. And over the course of the whole day, what are we looking at? We're looking at between, let's say you're doing 6 hours realistically of solid work, then you've got like 120 looms a day. We can just say 100 to 150 over the course of the week. It's 500 looms a week minimum, and you're looking at 2K looms a month. Now, this is going to cost you anywhere from $600 to 1K, depending on where you hire the VA from. You can go from South Africa or India. It needs to be from a developing country, really, if you want to get this rate. If not, you're going to pay home soil. It's going to be like 2K or 1.5K in the UK, 1.5K in the US, roughly. And the caveat to this, you're going to have to manage this team, okay? You're going to have to deal with the team and actually nurture them and make sure that they're taught and you train them and so on. This is something that you're only really going to want to do if you're more of an established agency. And so this is kind of the cheap cheaper version of doing this, but you don't get all these custom websites and so on. It's just a Loom video or a video that you upload and you host somewhere else. It's got added complexity. It does work really well. I know lots of agencies that do this. This is the easiest solution though. If you've got money, this is money in, money out. You upload your list, you're done, no fannying around. You're gonna get return on investment. If you're just starting out, you haven't got money, I would recommend doing the manual solution, okay? Until you earn money to then put it into something like this, or if you want it to be a little bit more complex, but you can drive the cost down a little bit more, then you can go with a VA system. Sweet. Okay, let me quickly run you through what we're looking like on time. Let me quickly run you through how you then implement this on instantly. I've got a live call in our private community in 5 minutes. This is our private community of agency owners. I cannot be late for that. So let me run you through. Now, we use instantly.ai. This is our outreach tool. You can use Lemlist. You can use Smart Leads. Instantly is what we use. I'm not going to show you all my email scripts right now. Got to keep some stuff back for the private community. I don't want you guys copying me, and so my emails are diluted. All you simply need to do is you got your email, hey name, blah, 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 call to action, pitch, etc., etc. All you're going to do is go insert variables, and you're going to scroll down, and you're going to have video HTML code, okay? So what this is now going to do is on your import list of all of your leads that you have exported, okay, from Replicu, so you go on here, and you click download there, then all you do is you upload those leads into Instantly or your outreach tool, and you use this variable, and what it then does is it automatically takes that video and uploads a preview into the email and sends it out to all of the outreach or all of the leads that you've uploaded into your outreach tool. In fact, let me just quickly show you one of those emails. Okay, so I've zoomed in the email so you can't see the rest of it, but this is what it looks like. It's got a GIF with it's a video of their website showing them that so they can have a preview before they click through, and a call to action at the bottom. Okay, guys, I hope you've enjoyed this one. It's a big one. Can't wait to see the results that you get. Comment down below and let me know. Just remember, email is a foundational outreach strategy as part of all agencies. Every single agency out there should be using email, but you need to be using it as part of a solid multi-platform strategy. If you want to learn more, subscribe to the channel, and I'll see you all soon. Cheers.